Well, another great opportunity to get educated. How about, well, what's happening globally and why we should care locally? Come Monday, trouble brewing. Can the U.S. and Turkey cooperate? Words by my next guest on the line, Director, Institute for Turkish Studies, Georgetown University, Washington, D.C. I'll call you a big deal. Dr. Sinan Sidi, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. Looking forward to seeing you and hearing from you a couple times on Monday. We'll give all the details, the 12-1 opportunity, and also the 6 to 7:15 p.m. Gathering at Aquinas College on behalf of the World Affairs Council of Western Michigan, Great Decisions, Global Discussions, where Turkey is your niche. First of all, tell us a little bit about you, Dr. Sidi.
Well, I'm a keen follower of all news pertaining to domestic and foreign policy out of Turkey for a number of years now, particularly since getting my graduate degree back in 2007. But independent of that, I lead the Institute of Turkish Studies, a national organization for promoting the academic study of Turkey in America. And I also have the privilege of teaching both graduate and undergraduate students at Georgetown University School of Foreign Service.
Awesome. And what do you do for fun?
I don't even know if that exists anymore, given the times that we live in the global uncertainty. But when I do get the chance to sort of clock off, I do take adventure in trying to see as many national parks in the U.S. as much as possible, as well as spending time with my little dog at home.
Oh, there we are, a dog lover. Dr. Sidi, your trouble brewing, can the U.S. and Turkey cooperate? My first question is, why is Turkey an important country to the U.S.?
Well, there are sort of numerous aspects that you can look at this from. But for the purposes of time and just for the audience benefit, I think just looking at a map would be tremendously helpful just for this basic sort of exercise. Because if you look at it, Turkish diplomats often say that Turkey occupies one of the most geostrategically important real estates in the world. And it's proximate or virtually next door to 2/3 of the world's proven fossil fuel reserves. And it is also a position in the world where it intercedes with a bulk of U.S. national security interests as well as regional security interests in the near and Middle East. Put simply, for the United States to essentially achieve its goals and aims in the region of the near and Middle East, Turkey's cooperation historically, but also now, has been of vital importance.
The, again, words, trouble brewing to our community Monday. I guess the blunt question is, what's your diagnosis on the relationship between the two countries? Can the U.S. and Turkey cooperate?
Yes, that's a good question. I mean, I hope I'm not being hyperbolic. What I would say is the relationship between the two countries, which have been NATO members for quite a long time, Turkey since 1952, and the U.S. obviously being a founding member, have cooperated, big picture, small picture, on a number of sort of issues throughout these times, ranging from the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Cold War, both Iraq wars, the containment, and then the defeat of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. But a lot of us here in Washington, but also across in Europe and back in Turkey, are fearful that the bilateral relationship between the U.S. and Turkey may have actually reached a breaking point, mainly because we have not, as two countries, been able to work together effectively. But more than that, we have failed to patch up differences, and the position of both leaderships in the country are falling apart in being able to resolve the two countries' differences. And that mainly stems immediately right now from the problem area of Syria and its civil war and post-Islamic State aftermath. Turkey and the U.S. are on very different sort of ends of the spectrum and how they would like to see things. And those differences have really very much embittered bilateral ties. And right now, as we speak, there are heightened worries that American troops may be in the crossfires of Turkish troops in a military action which Turkey began in late January.
Dr. Sinan Sidi, Director, Institute for Turkish Studies out of Georgetown University out of D.C. Trouble brewing. Can the U.S. and Turkey cooperate? His conversation to the World Affairs Council of Western Michigan audience. How would you characterize the relationship between the two presidents, Trump and Turkey's?
On the surface, it looks as though there is a cordial and also friendly sort of understanding. Of course, President Trump hasn't been in office that long compared to President Tayyip Erdogan, who's essentially been leading Turkey one way or another since 2003. Put simply, you know, below the surface of cordial ties and sort of nice sort of platitudes that we see play out on the media, there seems to be a deep mistrust, particularly on the side of President Erdogan, who simply does not believe in the goodwill of the United States pertaining to Turkey's sensitivities in northern Syria, simply because in the view of Tayyip Erdogan, the United States is perceived to be financing and logistically helping what Turkey perceives to be terrorists in northern Syria. The Trump administration, on the other hand, you could look at it from the perspective of not exactly sure what to do with Turkey. That's mainly as a result of a clear absence of U.S. policy towards the region, Turkey, and Syria. And this is not just the Trump administration's sort of predicament or fault, but this has been a kind of lingering absence of policy since the second term of President Obama's term in office. So at present, I would say there's uncertainty, mistrust, and certain amount of ambivalence, certainly more on the side of the Erdogan administration compared to the Trump administration.
What will your words include on Monday?
Basically, what I'm going to try and sort of elucidate is the idea that for the past 60 to 70 years, the U.S. and Turkey have made concerted efforts to build a very strong relationship that was built upon Cold War realities. And what you're seeing is in the aftermath of the end of the Cold War, Turkey and the U.S. had to find new paths of trying to sort of rekindle and maintain a relationship that was no longer predicated upon Cold War realities. And those were established for better or worse, and in better times and in worse times. And that being said, although there have been ups and downs in the relationship, my main point will be that Turkish-U.S. ties have essentially been declining very, very steadily in a very pronounced way since 2010, and it may have reached breaking point. And that is a failure on both sides for a variety of reasons. But it's particularly more troubling to the U.S. audience and simply because what we're looking at in from Washington's perspective is not necessarily policies which are not favored by our allies and partners, but it's symptomatic of clear absence of policy towards regions, towards global leadership and the United States position in the world. And it's starting to take its toll on allied and partner countries.
That and much, much more. Come Monday, I'll give all the information. How do we find out more about you and the Institute?
Well, you can reach us on our webpage, turkishstudies.org, or people could look up, if they would like to reach out, my profile is publicly accessible on Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service website. They could just enter my sort of name and or Turkish Studies at Georgetown, and I should pop up somewhere.
Awesome. Trouble brewing. Can the U.S. and Turkey cooperate? See you Monday, Dr. Sinan Sidi. Take care.